Good afternoon. A more summer-like feel outside today across interior New York and New England. A good amount of sunshine, some clouds starting to mix in, and overall a bit higher humidity out there. A cold front is sliding in from southern Canada, and as it washes out, it could produce a few scattered showers or maybe a thunderstorm close to the Canadian border and over portions of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. A few of these may slide into the valleys in the northern half of New York and New England, but most of the rest of the region will stay dry, with temperatures reaching into the lower and middle 80s. As we get into the night tonight, it will be dry and partly cloudy, a little bit of fog developing, but not nearly as cool, with temperatures back into the 60s in most locations. Another dry day tomorrow, with high pressure both at the surface and aloft remaining in control. And once again, we'll see temperatures reach into the middle 80s with a little bit more humidity in the air. As we head into the middle of the week, we'll begin to track a cold front through the Midwest and Great Lakes. Some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, rotating around a trough of low pressure, may touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm in spots on Wednesday afternoon, but mostly dry, warm, and humid, with temperatures again reaching into the middle 80s. As that front draws closer toward the latter portion of the week, we'll hike the chances of a few thunderstorms up on Thursday and especially Friday. Temperatures back into the mid-80s both days before the front passes through, with a cool down for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Emily, which was given tropical depression status early this morning and quickly upgraded to a tropical storm at 8 a.m. Emily is located about 30 miles west-southwest of Tampa, Florida, and is moving to the east near 8 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today. A turn toward the northeast and an increase in forward speed are both expected tonight or tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Emily is expected to move inland over the west-central Florida peninsula later today and move across central Florida through tonight. Emily is expected to move offshore off the east central Florida coast early tomorrow. NOAA Doppler radar data from Tampa, Florida indicate that maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast until after landfall occurs this afternoon. Emily is expected to weaken to a tropical depression then as it moves across the Florida Peninsula tonight. However, it is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 2 to 4 inches through tonight along the west coast of central Florida between the Tampa Bay and Naples areas, with isolated amounts of up to 8 inches possible. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 98, set in 1917, and the record low, 40, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, with a passing shower or thunderstorm possible, and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, warm and a bit humid today, with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, a passing shower or thunderstorm in the mountains, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today and a bit more humidity in the air, lower to mid-80s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with more humidity in the air and highs in the mid-80s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, mid-80s. An isolated passing thunderstorm Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny and humid, mid-80s. A better chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Thursday, with an increasing chance of more showers and thunderstorms Friday, both days in the mid-80s. Still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Saturday around 80, then a mix of sun and clouds and cooler on Sunday, with highs dipping back into the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.